This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome back to WSHID's special report on UFOs and crabapple. True or not? We're here to investigate further. It's been reported that 2 weeks ago, Bob from Bob's Bait and Body Shop experienced a UFO fly right down in front of his store while he was there late one night. An alien got out, supposedly invited him into the aircraft, and then Bob and the alien had an incident of unfortunate sexual nature. Bob was then left unharmed, but embarrassed in front of his wife and children by this encounter. We have hired Crabapple's most experienced physicist and general scientist with two separate degrees from Crabapple Community College to comment on this particular incident. Jason Dranger, what say you? What's going on with the aliens in Crabapple?
They're an extraterrestrial civilization from our future. They tunneled through to our timeline to reproduce with us. They're actually extracting semen and eggs from male and females and mixing our genetic material with their genetic material to produce a hybrid race to help them, to help prolong their civilization. Well, from what they teach, we're going to be a seventh hybrid race, and we're all going to have interbred with all the hybrid civilizations and the extraterrestrials, and we're going to be a new species formed. So yes, so presumably to achieve that, we're going to be having consensual sex with these extraterrestrials.
Very interesting information, Jason. Thank you for coming on board and talking with us about that. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, Karen Dranger, Bob's wife, claims that Bob has been having an ongoing affair with the babysitter, and this is just an excuse to explain where Bob was on Tuesday night. Seems like a long way to go just to cover up an affair, but stranger things have happened. Bob from Bob's Bait and Body Shop would also like to remind you, get your fresh worms and your scented bath body bombs from Bob's Bait and Body Shop, 20% off this week. Clearance sale, everything's gotta go. We're going to do more investigating after we return from this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
A teener. We had a double teener. We had a Q. We had a Q. Uh-huh. We put a Q in there. Yeah. Right? We put a Q. We like shredded it up as well as we could. With a blender, I think. And then we threw it in there. Uh-huh. And then we made a, like, you know, Betty Crocker fucking chocolate brownie mix. And then when asked how much we should dose, I was like, well, again, I can't imagine it's going to be that strong, right? I mean, I could probably smoke this whole quarter in 2 days by myself because I was smoking a lot of weed at the time.
So let's eat them all.
Let's eat three. There was like maybe 9 brownies, you know, 3 and 3. And I said, why don't you eat 3 and I'll eat 3.
Oh, okay.
I just want to say to Hudson Behave Middle School or whatever, Behave Middle School or whatever that is, can you please send me a copy of that book? Yeah. I'd like to read it.
Yeah.
That's some good writing right there. Hand on the titty, dick in the cornhole, fingers on the calico. What is it? Fingers on the calico. That's great writing, actually. Dick in the calico, fingers on the, dick in the cornhole, fingers on the calico. Mm.
Who says blondes have more fun?
But for Bob, there is one special blonde, Jessica, a German-engineered doll that Bob paid $11,000 for.
Jesus.
Jessica.
Jessica.
I don't like Jessica, really.
I think something might be going on between Bob and her. Lately, I've noticed she's taken away time from me and Bob together.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, it's another episode of The Commercial Break.
Starts now.
I'm Brian Green. This is Chrissy Hoadley. And
Happy holidays.
Best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you.
I had to think about that for a second.
I know. I saw it. Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on another episode of The Commercial Break. We were just talking about edibles. Yeah, I don't want to, like, part of the reason why I don't smoke pot anymore, first of all, is I have children, and I can't spend half the day stoned walking around. You know, it's just like,
that makes sense.
Impossible. But I actually stopped smoking pot a long time ago, and here's the reason why. It was getting increasingly frequent that I would get paranoid and want to go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
You know, and not like paranoid that the cops are going to come get me or some shit like that, but paranoid about all the responsibilities I should be doing rather than sitting here stoned watching yet another episode of some TLC show, right? And so it was like, I used to smoke a little bit of pot before I would go to bed. I'd take like one or two hits,
yeah,
and then I just fall right asleep, right? Mm-hmm. I loved it. It was me and marijuana, we had like an agreement. I won't go crazy. And you don't go crazy.
Right.
Yeah, I won't go crazy and you don't make me crazy.
Yes.
And then the two of us will go hand in hand. But that was following a long abstinence of marijuana by like 10 years. I hadn't smoked it in 10 years. And then I started smoking it right before I went to sleep. But then I stopped because I was smoking. And then all I do is just sit in bed and lay at night and go, ah, shit, I should have done that. No, shit, I shouldn't have done that. No, shit, I should do this, but I shouldn't have done that. And it was just driving me fucking crazy.
Oh, okay.
The one time, but I've eaten edibles a number of times, but the last time I ate edibles, me and this girl, actually a girlfriend of my best friend.
Okay.
Now listen to this. A girlfriend of my best friend invited me to come over to her house, right? She was now the ex-girlfriend of my best friend. But I went over to the house because she was very attractive.
Right.
And I liked her very much. It was bad. But I mean, we're talking like decades ago.
Okay.
She invites me over to the house, and when I get there, she is rather an experienced marijuana user,
yeah,
and I am a very experienced marijuana user at the time, but only the smoking kind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got like, I don't know, maybe a quarter ounce of some kind of shitty weed that we were smoking back then. And she says, well, I don't want to smoke it. I'm not into smoking anything. I don't want to put anything in my lungs. No smoke.
Okay.
And I said, okay, she's like, but I'm up for it. Can we cook them? Like, isn't that the way you could do it too? You can put them in brownies and stuff? And I said, I think so. But I don't have a recipe available to me. But it can't be that hard. Let's just throw it in a brownie mix and then we're good.
Just the raw weed.
Just the raw weed.
Just threw it in there.
Right in a brownie mix.
Just eating it.
Right. Which is, first of all, the big no-no. You're supposed to make butter with it or some shit, right?
Yes.
And second of all, like, you're supposed to, like, soak the oils up and it's supposed to cook out and all this other shit.
Oh, yeah, they've got all these machines and stuff.
If you put raw weed in a brownie, you're basically asking for trouble because you have no idea how much THC is coming out in those brownies. And you're basically just ingesting marijuana and asking your stomach to do the rest of the work. There's no dosing or any shit like that. That's exactly what we did. When asked how much she should put in, I'm like, well, I can't imagine your stomach is going to, like, absorb that much THC. We're just putting raw weed in a brownie, so let's just put the whole thing in there, and
okay,
you know, and then we'll have a good brownie, then we'll eat two or three.
The whole bag of weed.
We put the whole bag of weed,
shredded
it up, a quarter, a teener. We had a double teener. We had a Q. We put a Q in there.
Yeah.
Right. We put a Q. We like shredded it up as well as we could with a blender, I think, and then we threw it in there.
Uh-huh.
And then we made a, like, you know, Betty Crocker fucking chocolate brownie mix. And then when asked how much we should dose, I was like, well, again, I can't imagine it's going to be that strong, right? I mean, I could probably smoke this whole quarter in 2 days by myself because I was smoking a lot of weed at the time.
So let's eat them all.
Let's eat three. There was like maybe 9 brownies, you know, 3 and 3. And I said, why don't you eat 3 and I'll eat 3.
Oh, okay.
The NCAA championship was on, I remember. I knew nothing about it at the time. I had no idea what was on the television, but I remember she wanted to watch it. And so we were watching the NCAA basketball championship, the March Madness. And within a half of an hour, both of us were on the floor, unable to speak in full sentences or move any of our limbs. We were literally glued to the floor. And she was asking in some kind of weird hieroglyphic language if she...
he should call the cops, the ambulance. And I kept saying, no, no, I think it'll wear off, right? Yes. I'm like,
That's like a movie. Yeah.
She was talking to me and it was coming at me like, you know the song Pink Floyd, like the, you'll all be coming through in waves. That's how she was coming through. She's like, why you want the ambulance? And I was like, no, Wally. Remember that movie Wally?
Oh, I love that
Wally.
Movie.
Yes. It sounded like that. I was like, Wally. We were so fucked up. Yeah. For so many hours, it seemed like. And what it ended up being was more like 45 minutes. But, I mean, we were really twisted.
Forever.
Yeah, it felt forever. And the next day came, the sun rose, and we were still kind of not with it altogether. Mm-hmm. So we ate them at 9, the sun rose, and we were still twisted up. It was worse than any LSD trip I had ever been on. I was absolutely out of my funkin' gourd. I mean, I was just so twisted up. And so I decided right then and right there, eating marijuana is not for me.
So it's there's not been a lot of advances since
1972, the last time that I ate marijuana. Okay.
Considering it's legal.
I get it. States, and now you can like exact dose it to, you know, a certain degree. And
yeah, well, there's actually companies out there instead of you in a kitchen with Betty Crocker. There's actually companies that know how to make
this. Kids today are so spoiled. Mm-hmm. You had to test and measure back then, but now you just get, you know, it's like, it's all measured out for you. You don't have to worry about it. Yeah. They can tell you what kind of things are going to happen to you when you eat it. Like, are you going to be mellow and cool? Or are you going to be like, is it like, you know, running around with a chicken like your head cut off?
I've been to the weed stores in Colorado and California. And they do. They ask you, what would you like? It's like a bar.
I know. I've never been, but I've watched enough videos to know that it's all measured out and put in pretty little packages now. Like, yeah. Videos. I've watched videos because I'm still terrified of the nightmare that was me stuck to a floor.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way,
I can understand how that would be, traumatizing.
I
might want to retry it 25 years later.
I'm not opposed to it. I'm going to be a little bit careful about how I go about it because I don't want my body to go back into some kind of PTSD shock where I just line up, then my son's going to be walking all over me like,
no. Be careful.
I want to be careful. I am going to take precautions, as should you. Go to tcbpodcast.com to read more about Chrissy and I, find all the show notes, listen to all the audio, watch all the video, and you can find links to our social medias. That's youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and @thecommercialbreak on Instagram for content you cannot find anywhere else. Chrissy and I are going to be doing a series of videos, an appendum to the videos that we do here with some ASMR stuff coming up. We got a hunt for Bigfoot coming up. So join
an 80s fitness
program. Video. Yeah. We're going to be doing a few things just to make sure we take that
we're
content.
We're going to take a day and just kind of do some YouTube stuff.
We're going to see if we can grow that YouTube channel like we have grown our podcast, which unbelievably is rounding the corner to 1 million listeners, and I am so very thankful for every single one of you that is out there downloading each week, communicating with us, giving us a show ideas, telling us best to you. That makes Chrissy and I so tickled.
I do love it.
And a big thanks to CastBox, a good partner of ours for most of our podcast adventure, and we've reached 100,000 subscribers just on that platform alone. So thank you very much. We just could not be more grateful for all the love and support that CastBox give us. Valentina and Catherine over there, wonderful people. CastBox is the third largest podcast provider. If you'd like to download it on your phone, you can download it. It's a great podcast publisher, a great podcast listener. Rate and review us, please, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. It doesn't have to be CastBox, but Apple or Spotify or any of them, Google. And if you'd like a collectible TCB sticker, look at that. It's almost worth as much as my Dick Tracy. There's our first sticker right there. Here, I'll throw one up to the camera there. There's our first collectible sticker. It's in the shape of a guitar pick with a guitar because, of course, we're going to be at Memfo 2021, October 1st through the 3rd, which when you're hearing this now is probably just a couple days away. So go ahead. If you want to get your tickets, go to memfofest.com and they may or may not be available. I know it was close to sold out. But we'll be there. Make sure you let us know. We're going to be actually on the festival grounds set up in a tent where we're going to be
The lounge.
Yeah, recording and broadcasting some shows from Fireside. So download Fireside if you want to hear us live from Info. And who knows? I'm sure we'll talk to lots of you out there actually on air. And we may have a few special guests here. Word on the street is we may have a few special guests. Can't tell you more about that now because I don't know, but when I figure it out, they'll be there. By the time you figured it out, they'll already be there. So anyway, all that stuff is happening. And the brand new tcbpodcast.com is where you can go to to file for your sticker, to essentially claim your sticker right there from the website. You don't have to go anywhere else. You can just go give your name
Did
and information.
You say file for?
File for your sticker. Just like unemployment, you got to file for your sticker.
File for.
We need yes. your taxes and triple bracket. And just know this, we never sell your information or give them to our sponsors or anyone else. We will never, ever, ever do that. That will never happen. You can mark my words.
That's bunk.
I hate that shit. Yeah. That is bunk. We will never use your information. We're just storing it so that we can send you the sticker. And for future reference, if you want more stickers or you can claim more stickers, we'll already have it up there. So don't worry about that. That's not going to a sponsor. It's not, we're not selling that information or giving it to anybody. Okay. With all of that. Oh, and 661 best to yo. That's 661 BEST, the number 2 YO. If you'd like to communicate with us directly, you can do that on that text message platform, or you can leave us a voicemail there. If you leave us a voicemail, make sure to include the phrase best to yo and your address, and we will send you a sticker. We have also had some t-shirts coming up for Menfo, and we'll be giving some of those away at the festival and on air. So yeah, communicate with us. We love it when you do, and we imagine lots of merch coming out of this house right here at
out of the kitchen.
North Atlanta. That's right. And we love you for it. Thank you very much for all of the people who have supported us all along the way. We're reaching new heights and new lows at the same time all the time.
It's true.
We set a phone call with a sponsor, and that that sponsor wrote specifically on the notes, please stay away from foul language.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it did. I think they, the good news is they've listened to the show. The bad news is I think they're talking to me directly. So I've been searching in the annals of the internet. I want to talk about one more thing before we actually get to the meat and potatoes of the show. We're going to talk more about sex dolls, which was a popular topic that we talked about months ago, but we're going to get back to it because I found another interesting video. But I wanted to say something really quickly about something that's going on right now, and I find it extraordinarily disturbing and way fucked up, is the absolute chaos, madness that is going on around COVID-19 and schools.
Mm.
It is, to me, just unfucking believable how much people are showing their asses around this particular topic.
Oh, right. Aren't we going to do a thing about that?
Yeah, we're going to do a thing, but I have one thing I want to listen to. We're going to do a whole episode about people showing their asses around COVID-19 at these PTA meetings and these city council meetings. Because there's just so much material out there, and it's also fucking funny that it's hard to understand. Your child... My child, my first job for my child is to protect my child. Now, I understand if you're an anti-vaxxer, you're vaccination reluctant, you think that what you're doing is trying to protect your child. But by showing your ass at a PTA meeting or at a city council meeting, it's not helpful. What you're doing is you're making your child embarrassed and forever denting their mental makeup because you're a fucking moron who can't keep their shit together for 15 fucking seconds. And allow scientists and whoever it else is make judgment calls about what is best for the collective, not for your kid, but for the collective, because that is what we do as Americans and as good humans. We do what's best for the collective. It's not about you necessarily. It's about the people around you and how are those people doing? That's what we're all about.
E pluribus unum.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we should be all about. But instead, you're making an ass of yourself, threatening people, committing acts of violence in some.
Yeah, it's weird about the violence part.
It's so fucked up. What is going on? Settle down. Is there collective mental illness going on, which I think is what is really happening?
Might be.
I don't want to get into the politics of it because this is not about politics. It's really about science. And that's what it should be about. Fucking science. We should do what's best. If you had a child, would you get them vaccinated?
Yes.
Would you do your research beforehand and ask your doctor?
Yes.
Would you have some sleepless nights over whether or not vaccinations are going to cause your child damage? Me too. I did. We did. And we asked our doctors, multiple doctors, what do you think? And to the last, and friends that were in the medical research community, to the last.
Your friends on Facebook?
Yeah, my friends on Twitter.
Your medical community on Facebook.
Dr. Henry Fonda. Here I am. My friends on Facebook, I wouldn't ask a fucking question to. I don't even know. I wouldn't even say hello to them. Some of these people anymore. Anyway, So I asked them, and you know what they said? Absolutely, vaccinations save lives.
Yes.
Absolutely, I understand why you're concerned. And the reason why you're concerned is misinformation. Mm-hmm. That's why you're concerned. Because people out there are saying things that have not been factually vetted out. They're not true. So you're concerned.
The great thing about the internet is that
you can
all
find
kinds
facts.
Of information is at your fingertips. The bad thing about the internet
is you can
that
find all kind of misinformation.
Misinformation is at your fingertips too. And it's masquerading. The part that I hate is that it masquerades as news. You know, there's all these fake news sites that have been set up.
Yes.
Like the Denver Post, or maybe it's not the Denver Post, but the Denver
Journal.
Yeah,
the Denver Journal.
And it
the Denver
looks exactly
Daily.
Like a
real news
newspaper
yes.
site would look.
Yes.
But it's not. It's not real.
I have friends on Facebook that are spewing such craziness that I can't even believe.
Check your source is what I would say.
Yeah, and check your source. And you should do your research. If you're concerned, you should do your research. But if you do your research, you'll probably
check the source.
Figure out that there's not as much cause for alarm as you think there might. Anyway, I wanted to show you one example, which I actually think is really funny. One example of one lady who came up to talk about COVID-19 and completely went off the rails. You want to hear this?
Yes.
I don't even know where she's going with this, but it's pretty fucking funny. I found this actually on TMZ, so I just want to give credit where credit is due. Let me send you this.
TMZ is a good source.
TMZ is a solid source of information. That's true. But, I mean, this is a video that's clearly taken from a PTA meeting. Listen to this.
This is Bob Gibbons.
Oh, wait. No, that's the wrong one. Sorry.
Marge Stone.
Here comes Marge Stone.
All right. Well, I'm just thankful that y'all don't have the ability to make a mask mandate. And tonight I was going to talk about the need for a second high school, but I was sidetracked by, for the boys, pussy or the idea of pussy or the idea of pussy. A Mexican is a Mexican is a Mexican.
What?
People are mentally ill. This is like craziness. The funny thing is, this isn't the craziest thing I've ever heard on one of these PTA meetings. But she came up to talk about mask mandates. Then she was going to talk about a new high school, but now she's sidetracked by pussy and Mexicans.
Huh. Take her out back, we boys figured. Then hand on the titties. Put it in her coin box. Put it in her cornhole. Grab a hold of that braid. Rub that calico.
I love that. Whatever that is, that's great. That's great poetry right there.
Is that from a rap song?
No, it's from a book. Okay. It's from a famous book.
You can find that on page 39 of the book called Out of Darkness, which you can find at Hudson Bend Middle School and Bee Cave Middle School.
I just want to say to Hudson Bee Cave Middle School or whatever, Behave Middle School or whatever that is, can you please send me a copy of that book? Yeah. I'd like to read it.
Yeah.
That's some good writing right there.
Out of
Hand
the
on the titty, dick in the cornhole. Fingers on the calico. What is it? Fingers on the calico. It's great writing, actually. Dick in the calico, fingers on the... dick in the cornhole, fingers on the calico. Mm.
All right. Not gonna lie, I had to Google cornhole because I have the game in the back of my yard. But according...
Why does it not surprise me that this lady has to Google what cornhole means? This lady... Google is this lady's best friend.
Into Wikipedia, cornhole is a sexualist slang vulgarism for anus. The term came into the use in the 1910s of the United States as verb form to cornhole.
1910s.
What's a cornhole? It's an asshole is what it is. Don't you know that, lady? You got to separate that ass and get right in there. That's what I'm talking about.
1910.
That's my time. That's when I was born.
I know.
Yeah. You know what, cornhole me. You know what you do? You take some good old horse grease and you slap it around someone's cornhole and you stick it right in. Dick in the cornhole, fingers on the calico. I bet y'all know what calico means. It means pussy cat. Pussy willow. Pussy willow. The calico. That's such great writing. Honestly, it's got a beat to it. Hands on the titty, fingers on the calico. Hands on the titty, fingers on your calico.
Which came into usage in the 1930s means to have anal sex.
Anal sex. Whoa. By the way, the beeping you hear coming up is someone on the student council telling her our time is up.
I do not want my children to learn about anal sex in middle school.
Thank
you're
you.
You're done. You're done.
Thank you. Your
you're
time done. Is up. Beep, beep.
Oh my god.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Brennan. Your time is up.
Thank you, Mrs. Brennan. Your time is up.
Anal sex! Anal sex!
I've never had anal sex. Thank I don't want to have anal sex. I don't want my kids having anal sex.
Why does that not surprise me? Yeah, maybe you need some anal sex.
I want you to
be open-minded.
Give it a try.
Marge.
Yeah, and anal sex never killed anybody.
Start focusing on education and not public health.
Stone, public you're health on.
Official. Well, you know what, lady? If this is the kind of attitude you have at the household, then maybe the teachers are the only ones left to teach your children about the facts of life. Anal sex is a fact of life. Mm-hmm. Writing and literature is a place where new ideas are born and bred. And yes, if you think for 1 second your kid in eighth grade doesn't know what cornhole means, like you had to Google it, you are sadly out of touch with your children. Because I guarantee they know more about sex. Obviously, they know more about sex than you do. I do not want to have anal sex. I do not want to learn about anal sex. And I do not want my children to have anal sex.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, little Bobby's getting blowjobs in the back of the right. Baptist ministry.
Yeah.
Karen fucking did it. What are people doing? They're losing. You're losing your fucking minds, guys. They settle are. Down.
Yeah.
Everyone settle down. For the good of the children, just settle down. Mm-hmm. Have a calm, rational discussion. And then when a decision made, the decision is made. You have to get your smallpox vaccination to go into a fucking school. Why wouldn't you have to get a whatever COVID vaccination? And I'm not saying this is not about politics. I'm not saying right or left, conservative or liberal. I'm just saying protect the fucking kids and stop worrying about yourself and your fucking stupid agendas. Like worrying about whether or not a kid knows what a calico is. Everybody knows what a calico is. It's a pussy cat. It's a pussy cat. I was digging deep in the annals of the internet, as I do.
Yes, you do.
And I found a video that's recently popped up online about sex dolls. And the man in this universe who owns more sex dolls than anybody else in the world.
Really?
And I am so proud to the commercial break
proud
is proud to
present.
An encore presentation of the man who owns the most sex dolls on earth. And his wife's into it too.
Oh,
the two
cool.
of them, they're into it together.
See?
You want to hear more about these people?
Yeah.
Why not?
This is his wife, Lizzie. And they have the largest love doll collection in the world.
We have over 240 love dolls. That includes the blow-up variety as well.
That's a lot of cornholes.
That's a lot of dolls. I'm just thinking about the storage on that.
Yeah, hey, listen, you stuff them everywhere. You put them in the attic, you throw them on the ceiling, you put them under your bed. This guy's ready to...
Wow.
This guy sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I jizz on this. I jizz on that.
Fun house. It's a fun house.
Yeah, it's a fun house to visit.
Love
Christmas time.
It's the solid dolls and the silicone ones.
These silicone dolls are also known as sex dolls. And they're part of the estimated $15 billion sex toy industry. A majority of people buy love dolls for sex. But that's not the case with Bob.
Yeah, right. Who's saying that?
What is the case with Bob?
Let's find out.
For me, it's purely a collection. I've never made love or had sex with a doll at all. That's not what I do. I buy the dolls because I collect dolls. That's my thing.
He's a sex doll
These
hoarder.
Silicone doll.
I call bullshit on this.
It sounds like he's a sex doll hoarder.
Yeah, he's a sex doll hoarder. He's never had sex once with any of these dolls.
Right.
Any of these anatomically correct dolls that have vaginas and cornholes, yes. calicos and cornholes, titties.
Yeah.
Titties. I had to Google titties. And they mean breasticles.
Also,
I've never once had a breast. I've never once felt a breast.
I don't want my children to
I don't
have
want
breasts.
My children looking at my breasts.
Can cost upwards of $4,500 new. That price includes the lingerie.
That price includes
the
lubrication.
Lingerie.
Lingerie.
Oh, lingerie.
What'd you say? The launch ray?
The launch ray.
The launch ray.
Like a launch
shoot
pad.
Shoot it right out of the chair onto your cock.
Doop. Said launch.
10. Yeah.
Space mission 6. Sex doll Betty on to John's cockaroni. 10. All systems go. Launch ray operates.
Launch ray.
I want you to give me a go, no go. Vagina.
Go, Command.
Go.
Titties. Go, go. Command.
Go.
Calico. Go, Command. Go. Cornhole. Go, Command. Lubrication. All lubed up, Command.
Yeah. Ready.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I like the launch.
I like the, yeah, I like the idea of launching a vagina right on, right onto me.
Instructions and a flower that represents the doll's virginity.
The cost of the collect.
Aww. A flower that represents the doll's virginity.
That's just creepy. That represents the doll's virginity. I hope so. First of all, I hope so. Second of all, it's creepy. I'm not sure whether or not to be creeped out by that or glad that they send a perfectly fresh doll my way.
A flower.
Can you give me a discount on the one that's already been around the block?
Yeah. Is that possible? I don't want the flower.
I want the...
Is it like a flower sticker that like you break if...
I don't even want to know. Yeah. I'm going to break his flower sticker. I only have sex with it for one reason and one reason only. Let it know it's mine. I take its flower away. Right in its calico.
Well, I suppose in around about $150,000.
Which is nearly equal to the value of their quaint home on an acre of farmland in the British countryside. But even with 3 bedrooms...
Where no one can hear the dolls screaming,
right,
by the way.
Yeah, or they might be storing them outside now that I think about it.
They can't. You can't
waterproof.
Store it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, they're something proof.
Yeah.
Finding enough space to properly store these 240...
Space.
Space.
I knew it.
That's true.
It's a problem.
40 dolls can be a challenge. Bob and Lizzie keep them everywhere. In the living room, kitchen, and a dozen in the spare bedroom.
Hey.
If I have the head...
Hey. Can I get another coffee? Oh, that was just a doll.
Yeah, just sorry, that's a doll.
What about you? Oh,
Cindy, okay. Barbara.
All these are dolls.
Feeding time is tough around here. Cindy, Barbara, what would you like to eat? Danielle's a picky bitch. She's a vegan.
You have the legs.
They also found an unusual storage method that is affordable, safe, and easy to use.
We put them in the trunk of my car.
I'm wondering what
I know
this
what
is.
This is.
You they know, but
take,
I don't.
I don't know. I didn't listen. Oh. They take them apart and put them in the refrigerator, I guess. I don't know.
Have you got it?
Yeah. Oh, I should be all right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, 1 minute.
All right.
Yeah.
That's it. Down in she goes. We've got some of them in coffins because it's
what?
A nice secure box to put them in.
Okay.
We just
I'm calling bullshit on this one.
We've just crossed into a whole other realm.
I am calling
bullshit.
We're
storing
bullshit
them in coffins. And so not only do you have the sex dolls, but you also have coffins.
And you don't have sex with them.
And
I'm calling bullshit on this one. This guy's like a necrophiliac.
They're probably having sex with them inside the coffins.
Well, I got to say this. At least this guy's having sex with dead sex dolls and not with
dead
humans.
People?
Yeah. But that's his. True. I think that's his thing. I think he's into dead people. He's into necrophilia.
Okay.
And so he's, I don't have sex with them. That's just gross. It's just disgusting. I don't believe for one second that you collect dolls.
Sex
life-size dolls
life
so that you can never have sex with them. I think
yeah.
that's what you're telling your wife to keep this collection going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have sex with them. I just like to collect them. It's kind of like Brian's Dick Tracy collection.
Hey,
it's,
where are we going to put all these? Well, you know, we could buy
could
some
put them
coffins.
In coffins because
we could buy some coffins.
I mean, when you think about taking up space, coffins do not take up any additional space. It's a great place to put sex dolls. We can stack the coffins to the ceiling. We'll put some in our bedroom.
No one will know when they come over.
Do you mind if I sleep in the coffin with one of the sex dolls? It really saves on space, honey. I, too, will be in the coffin with the sex doll. Don't mind those noises. I'm fixing her flower. It's our calico.
That's it.
But Bob doesn't only collect and store the dolls. He lives with them. And although many women might regard these sex toys as a threat to their marriage, Lizzie, his wife, sees them as a relationship saver.
Well, that's sad.
Lizzie thanks her lucky stars.
Yeah.
that she doesn't have to have sex with Bob either. No problem.
Yes, get the coffins and the sex dolls. Yeah. I'm going to do my thing. You do yours.
Yeah, you take his smelly cock.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want it.
The dolls are a way for Bob and I to spend time together.
Together?
We didn't do anything much together before we had the dolls. It changed a lot once we got the dolls. Okay. Thank you.
What?
Thank you. Hand me her vagina so I can wash it out. Put it in the dishwasher. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Do you mind handing me some Simple Green so I can clean the nipples?
We didn't like to do anything together for cooking, hiking.
Didn't like any of that.
Music.
Never saw a movie together. Nothing. Never went to a concert. I mean, I don't even think he showed up to the wedding, quite frankly.
The dolls brought
us together. But the dolls brought us all together.
Thank you.
See, when John's having sex with them, what I do is I come by and I smack his ass. It really turns him on. And that's a thing we do together. I also clean all the dolls afterwards. That's a thing we do together. I can be proud of the marriage we've built. My parents should, if they were alive, they'd really be proud of me. I've made it work.
Coffins and sex dolls.
Coffins. It's just a little thing that we do together.
Mm-hmm. Get her in there.
He puts
her
in there.
Get when her in there.
When we buy the new coffin, Bob likes me to try it out for a couple of weeks. Tells me to be quiet so I don't bother the other dolls. It's a thing we do together. Sometimes Bob will tie me up in the basement with the other dolls, and it's a thing we do together. We learn. He tells me I'm learning how to make knots. Only I don't tie them myself. He ties them on me, but we're doing it together, and that makes me happy. Our therapist would be proud.
Who's your therapist?
It's Jeannie, one of the dolls upstairs in the bedroom.
It's the doctor doll.
But it's a thing we do together. We go to therapy. Bob talks on her behalf because, of course, she can't talk. I'm not an idiot. But Bob says we're doing really well together. Jeannie keeps telling us to keep on going the same direction. It's really helping. By basically doing everything Bob wants, but we're doing it together, I'm keeping my mental sanity. I wanted a divorce once, but it wasn't something we could do together, so...
Sounds like Jeannie's got a problem.
And one for Mayfie. Drink your tea and eat your biscuit, Mayfie.
Oh, Mayfie?
Mayfie's his favorite doll.
Drink your tea and eat your biscuit. So,
sometimes if Mayfie doesn't eat her tea and biscuit, May and Mayfie have to have sex on the floor. But we're doing it together, so I guess it's all good.
Mayfie.
Sometimes Mayfie gets out of line and Bob asked me to beat her while he watches with a video camera, sells it on YouPorn, but we're doing it together, so there's that.
You'll have to go to bed without supper. I like to have a chat with the dolls. And say to them, you're very naughty.
And for Bob and Lizzie, maintaining their doll collection requires lots of TLC.
Yeah, she needed that.
What was that? You're very naughty. You're going to go to bed without any supper.
You're going to go to bed without any supper, Mayfie. Which is the most fucked up name I've ever heard, Mayfie.
Yeah, on top of them telling Mayfie she's going to bed with no supper.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to take one of your fingers off, Mayfie.
Yeah.
If you don't eat your tea.
What does
biscuits.
She say back?
Nothing, usually. But then Bob beats her up. And sometimes me too. But, you know, we do it together, so I guess it's okay. I wish we had neighbors, but we live on a farm. So I guess we're doing that together too. Hiding.
It takes about an hour to clean each doll with a mixture of mild soap and warm water, so as not to dry out the silicone.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't want to do that because you're not having sex with them.
And you're withholding dinner.
Yeah, you're withholding dinner with these dolls, with Mayfie especially. It seems like Mayfie's getting picked
on.
Yeah, Mayfie.
The skin is silicone. It's a solid silicone. And the doll feels nice. You feel the cheeks and that haft. It feels smooth and more like a human skin.
But for Bob, beauty is only skin deep. Although each doll comes with its own hair, eyes, and face.
And vagina. Just throwing that out there. These sex dolls come with removable vaginas.
Yeah.
Bob has purchased many extras because about once a week, he likes to give them a facelift.
So we put the new face on. Then I put some water on the eyes before I put them in to lubricate them.
Oh, my God.
Once a week, Bob asked me to put on some new makeup with the dolls.
I don't think this is right.
It's, of course it's right. What are you talking about?
This is right.
I think you're just not.
I don't know if it's exactly illegal, but it seems like it.
I don't know if it's illegal either, actually. Not that bothered to ask. Bob took my phone away from me in 1982, but we do it together, so.
Oh, my God.
Oh, are you upset now?
Oh,
no dinner. No dinner for you,
I mean,
Chrissy.
Everything was pretty upset and upsetting before, but now.
Now it's really upsetting.
They're having facelifts.
I know the feeling, but after 5 to 10 years, it starts to wear off. You become numb to it, really.
He's changing out the eyes and hair. Is that right?
He tried to change out my eyes. It didn't work.
Told him to get a doll.
I didn't have dinner
now
for a week.
Now that's where we're at.
Yes. Thank you. I'll be back here with Mayfie. Trying to get her to eat her supper.
I quite like the ones with the bigger eyes. And then, of course, the next thing is put the wig on. Amazing change.
Even TLC knows this is fucked up, as the music is indicating. Axe murderer. Dun, 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 dun.
I think she looks okay. Who says blondes have more fun?
But for Bob, there is one special blonde, Jessica, a German-engineered doll that Bob paid $11,000 for.
Jesus.
Jessica.
Jessica.
I don't like Jessica, really. I think something might be going on between Bob and her.
$11,000.
Lately, I've noticed she's taken away time from me and Bob together. I'm talking to Mayfie about it now.
$11,000, you times that times 150.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know what that is, $7 million, but that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
She was a very expensive doll. She weighs around about 110 pounds.
Jesus. Jessica has an internal heating system that can raise her temperature to a hot-blooded 99.5 degrees, which unfortunately increases her weight.
No way that one single guy is going to pick her up.
So I invite some of my friends over every Tuesday. And what we do is we play a game of poker and then we all have poker. You know what I'm saying, Chrissy? Do you want to come over to my estate out in the woods in England and help me and Mayfie clean up around the house?
You mean Jessica?
Whatever her name is. Doesn't really matter, does it? It's just a plastic
doll.
Well,
you got 260.
I have 260 of them, 316 of which are in coffins.
I don't know. I'm not sure where all of them are buried. Jeez. We had visitors once, but Bob said it was best that they went in the coffin. But we did it together, so I figured.
You know, it's a two-man thing.
I bet it is.
For Bob, it all started when he was a kid.
I had teddy bears, and I still got my teddy bear now. You know, dolls were around, and different dolls had different expressions, and, you know, I liked that. Then, you know, I collected a few mannequins and saw the silicone dolls, and just had a fascination. I thought, well, wonder what it would be like to have one, and looked on the internet, saw a secondhand doll, thought, well, I'll buy the doll. And the first one I got was
secondhand
doll.
I would never buy a secondhand sex doll. No. I wouldn't buy a firsthand sex doll if I'm being honest. But I mean, a secondhand sex doll just sounds a little creepy.
Yeah.
And by the way, I had a teddy bear when I was a kid too. I don't have it now.
No.
And I didn't collect mannequins.
Mm-mm.
Who collects a mannequin?
Mm-mm.
Although I did one time want that full size Dick Tracy poster in the window.
Well,
that's a different story.
Tracy, yeah. Yes. We know your Dick Tracy bubble. That's all things Dick Tracy.
I'm going to go back and watch that movie. I'm going to let you know if that
if my expectations of the movie and my thoughts around it, it's not good at all. I don't remember it being good. I just want to go back and watch.
Yeah.
And all those cartoon characters that Dustin Hall, whatever his name is. What's his name? Warren Beatty.
Uh-huh.
Beverly, which is sat behind in the white dress. The collection then sort of got started. And, you know, when you're a collector, it does become a bit of an obsession.
8 years and over 200 dolls later, Bob is still on the lookout for new and slightly used dolls with fresh faces and interesting expressions.
They don't get that flower there, Bob, do they?
No, the flower sticker has been
new
unsealed.
And slightly used. Yes. Do you not find anything? I mean, all this is disturbing, but do you not find that, like, I can understand having one sex doll or even the guy who had four sex dolls, you know, because he was kind of lonely. His wife died. Yeah. He had four sex dolls. Mm-hmm. At least he was being honest about what it was for. It's for companionship. Yeah. I want to have sex with them. Right. Yeah. They make me happy. I want to have sex with them. I like them.
Yeah.
This guy's just, he's putting them in coffins and I don't have sex with them and I'm looking for used ones.
Yeah.
Used ones? Why would you want a used sex doll?
I don't know.
It's fucking gross, man. But they do have brothels where you go and have sex with.
That's right.
With a prostitute sex doll. Jeez. So.
Shits.
When I'm looking for a new doll, I would look for a completely different face. I'd think, crikey, that's a really good expression to be able to see the doll in.
He recently found one of his favorite brands of doll listed online for sale by a private owner.
Bob Gibbons, been looking at one of the dolls that you...
There's brands that you pay attention to? Is that like getting an Eddie borrowed Jeep?
Like a Google alert?
Yeah.
He just got a Google alert.
Bing, 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 bing.
It's your favorite brands on sale.
Look, Bob Gibbons, the world's biggest pervert, just put out a new doll. He's had sex with it a bunch. It's slightly used.
Yeah, it's all worn out.
Slightly used. Yeah. What does that mean? Is that like you had sex with it less than 100 times? Is it less than 1,000? But it's slightly used.
Oh, my God.
Does that mean it's kind of beaten up?
Yeah,
I don't know what
something.
That means. Totally. I need to dig further into this.
You
I need
do
to
that.
Figure it out. I'll report back.
You've got advertised.
Most used sex dolls can be bought at a discount for obvious reasons.
Thanks, TLC announcer.
Thanks,
man.
TLC, yeah. For obvious reasons. It's had sex with a bunch of other men.
Your virgin, has she ever been used for sex at all? Or, yeah, a couple of times, I see. What sort of condition is the doll in?
And based on the owner...
What kind of condition is it in? A couple of times, I see.
What would did he say your virgin doll?
Yeah.
So it's not
No,
virgin.
He said, are you a virgin doll? He said, is it a virgin doll?
Is it a virgin doll?
Yeah, and then he goes...
He said, yes.
So is it... How many... And then he goes, oh, it's had sex a couple of times, I see. Could you give me a roundabout number? 30, 40... 700, really? Okay. Well,
slightly used.
Perfect. Has it ever been cleaned? No? Okay, don't worry about it. Send it all stanky ranky over to creepy English countryside home number one. If I pay you, will you send it in a coffin?
Oh my God.
No, I insist it doesn't be cleaned.
Out there. Yeah, my God.
That's right, honey.
Is this real?
Yes, very much so. It's a nightmare I've been living for 2 decades. But we do it together, so it's our nightmare.
The togetherness is important.
Slightly used. You've had sex with it a couple times. How?
Ow.
Any other thing in life that if someone would have said, like, if I went to go buy a MacBook and someone said, I've had sex with it a couple times, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, I'll call around. I'm going to call around. I'll get you back to you.
Let me get back to you.
But no, this let particular
item. Let
me talk
it over with my wife.
I love it. Send it right over. Perfect. Does it have a particular smell to it? Great. Wonderful. I have an appetite for smelly old sex dolls in coffins.
Owner's description. Well, Bob's thinking this could be a real steal.
Okay, that's fine, yeah.
If the doll was...
Can I take the eyes out of it?
Jeez. It could be a real steal.
Can I take the leg off of it,
He's
please?
He has found a good one.
Please.
It's still a virgin. It could be worth nearly $6,500. But since the owner guarantees that she's been used sparingly... Bob negotiates to pay only $4,600.
With the shipping and all the clothes and the extra set of eyes, if you throw all that in,
$4,600. That's great.
Extra set of eyes.
Extra set of eyes.
Do you have any extra vaginas?
Oh my God.
Do you have a change of pubic hair? No? Well, okay. $4,500, not a penny more. I'd drive a hard bargain. With shipping in the coffin, in the coffin,
jeez.
Not cleaned. What a creep.
Oh, my God.
Lovely.
Although these negotiations...
Lovely.
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 The English people
are so proper. Yeah.
Negotiations can be sensitive, and purchases of this type are mostly kept private.
No, what are you going to do, write it up in the local newspaper? Hitty, hitty, read all about it. Bob from creepy country house number 7 down the street with 1 acre of land and a wife we haven't seen since 1987 purchases slightly used sex doll with extra vagina and 2 extra sets of eyes.
And a launch pad.
And a launch ray.
And a launch ray.
Breaking news. I'm Jeannie Hiller with BBC World News. This just in. Bob, the guy who keeps creepily his dolls inside a coffin and his wife outside of one, in country house number 7 in the countryside of Old England, has decided to buy yet another used sex doll.
It's a transfer deed.
This after 16 separate complaints with his neighbors for the smell coming out of his garage. His garage. It's garage. I love how English say garage. Uh-huh. Garage.
Mm-hmm.
Bob and Lizzie are not shy about bringing the dolls out of the house.
Oh, put your seatbelt on.
Where are they going with
I
them?
I don't know.
I have to know.
We take them in the car. People look and think, oh, are they real or not? It's quite a bit of fun, really, seeing the reaction of people.
Several times,
people do not wonder whether or not they're real or not.
No.
These sex dolls do not look anything like real human beings. I'm sorry, they just do not.
Month, Bob and Lizzie dress up one of the dolls and take them on an adventure. The country fair, music lessons, mowing the lawn, so they can take pictures and later
lawn.
Post them
Hold on
the...
Mowing the lawn? These things weigh 110 pounds. What are you doing? Tying them to the front of the lawnmower?
God. Tracking them back behind? My God.
I know.
What is he got like a double-seated riding lawnmower?
Yeah, I know. Look, dear, Bob's out mowing his lawn with, what's her name, Nafy? Mafy? Oh, look, his wife Edith is out there too.
They're doing it together.
They're doing it together. Isn't that lovely? Why don't we do things together? This is why you don't do things together. This is how marriages break apart.
Internet for other love doll collectors to enjoy.
It's quite nice to take the dollies out and about and, of course, do some photos and some pictures.
Today, they're taking Justine out for a jaunt in her naughty police girl outfit.
Oh, my God.
This is so weird.
What?
And, of course, they know the perfect backdrop to take a few pictures. The local police station.
Here we are.
Bob, a professional mechanic and welder, designed and built a special steel stand to allow Justine to go on patrol.
Goes right up her cornhole.
Oh,
he's posing her in front of the police station.
Oh my God.
Do you ever notice that some of these people who are really out there, they're like have no shame about what they're doing?
Yeah, no fear.
Yeah, let me just pose it in front of the world and God and everybody else out there. Oh my God. One more minute of this. It's almost done.
Troll.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's almost done. I can tell Chrissy's getting nauseated.
I am. It's getting worse.
I'm stuck, Sarah.
Yeah, come on, more. Keep going. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming.
That's what she said.
That's what Arnold
said. Okay, down just a little bit. I just sort of turn her like that. Smile, Justine.
You're not allowed to do that,
I'm
Bob.
Sorry, Bob. I'm going to have to arrest Justine for the next 15 to 30 minutes, but I'll be right back with her. You don't mind if I take her in the cell for a quick whoop-de-doo, do you? A quick shot in the cornhole with the calico. Do you mind? In the cornhole with the calico.
No. No.
Good so for you.
Yes, wrong. Thanos. Yes, it's all wrong. The whole thing is wrong. But that's what we do here at the commercial break. We find the absurd in the reality. That's how we do
it. That's right.
All right. There we go. Lunch ray. Whee. I guess like a sex doll flying in the air. And like landing on some fat old English man, like, or maybe landing on Linda.
Maybe landing on Linda.
Linda Pope or whatever her name was. Crazy lady.
Linda.
Yeah, Linda. Linda. Linda, I need to watch Betty's nipples again. They've got wax all over them. All right, that's it. Okay, hey, listen, calm down at the school meetings. Spare your children.
Yes.
That's all I gotta say. It's getting insane. It's getting insane. TCB, the brand new TCBpodcast.com is where you go.
That's
you can
right.
find out more
new
about
website.
Christina. Brand new website. Thanks to Astrid for all of her hard work. That's where you can go to claim your collectible TCB stickers. How do you do that? Well, go to the website for more information, but let me give you one of the ways. One of the ways you can do that is you can go rate and review us on your favorite podcast platform. Take a picture of that with your phone or your camera and send that screenshot in on the website. Just go to the website. You'll find Get My TCB Collectible Sticker, and you click there, and there's a place where you can leave your name and your address and your screenshot. It's all conveniently right there, Chrissy.
That's so nice.
Astrid did a great job.
Astrid's the best.
The website looks beautiful. I love it. TCBpodcast.com is where you can do that. You can also text us or leave us a voicemail at 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O, 661, best to you. And if you want to, if you would, at the commercial break, you can follow us on Instagram for content you can't find anywhere else or YouTube.com/ The Commercial Break. We sure would appreciate it if you would subscribe to that channel, as Chrissy and I are going to be doing some YouTube only specials coming up.
I'm excited.
Me too. So more to come on that. And remember, our next giveaway, our next cold hard cash giveaway is happening on Instagram starting as soon as Chrissy and I get back from Menfo. That's October 1st through the 3rd, 2021 in Memphis, Tennessee. More information on that at memfofest.com. And we'd like to thank CastBox for partnering with us to make that trip possible. So what else can we do today?
I think that's it,
I think
Brian.
That's it, too. I think I'm thoroughly disgusted.
Me, too. God.
I mean, honestly, that guy's taking this shit to a whole new level.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know. I just find it, and I put it up here. I just like it. I like the weird stuff, but even some of this stuff gets a little bit too far for me. Like, putting it in the coffins and just
the coffins took it to a whole other level.
And the diminutive sound of his wife's voice makes me think that there's some weird fucking wacky shit going on in that household. You know what I mean?
Could be.
Okay, well, I guess I'll say this. I love you.
I love you, Brian.
And best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Mr. Green.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. And until next time, we must say bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.